Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Always Aggravated, a Mike Valenti signature podcast.
All right, this week on Always Aggravated, we'll keep it short. Our good buddy Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports comes in, tells us what he's been up to, and then we talk all things college football, from the party to the kickoff to a possible destination trip for young Danny and I. It's all next on Always Aggravated. Well, this week, very excited. We welcome in our good buddy, best-selling author, noted Yahoo employee, and... Now, apparently, child book author Dan Wetzel joining us.
That's right. I was also the first guest ever on this podcast.
You were. And I told you we would bring you back near football because that. What? You really did this? You really are writing kids' books?
Well, middle school reader. Pretty much, the middle school reader is the Yahoo audience, by the way. People are like, do you have to alter your writing style? Like, hell no, I write on the internet.
I mean, Roberto, look, the words are nice and big for you. You'll be all set.
Yeah, I'm going to read that with my kids. My kids are the age that would read that books. I'm excited.
There you go. You can
Tom Brady.
Give me all of them.
You got Tom Brady, Steph Curry, Alex Morgan.
This is really what you're doing.
LeBron. Well, I got eight of them.
When do I get the next book about college scandals?
I'm working on these. Nobody wants... Adults don't read books. You can't get an adult to read a book. All right, this esteemed audience here in this room, how many of you even walked in a bookstore in the last...
Well,
six months.
I don't walk into a bookstore. Hey, bookstores.
All right,
don't
how many
exist.
Books did you read?
Get them on Amazon.
What about books that I've listened to? Does that count?
That counts.
Okay, so this year I'm probably on my fifth book.
All right, that's not too bad.
But they're all sports.
But if you have kids, your kids all of a sudden have like 200 books.
I hate kids. You know this.
Yeah, I know that.
Write something for me. That's what this comes down to.
Well, I'm trying to educate the youth about Tom Brady.
Somebody call Armin Kitain. Write System 2.
Or Uplifting Tales, Serena Williams.
My kids will love these books.
Yeah, right. See? That's what we're talking about.
Are these things available? Or
are these
like
available
you have to
everywhere.
Stop by like a little lemonade stand in Clawson? Or what?
Wow.
Yeah.
Are these Amazon.
Okay.
Books a Million. Yeah, specific. Barnes & Noble. Whatever you want. We got it.
All right.
Published out of Macmillan Publishing, Holt Macmillan in New York.
Oh, look
He's
at
big.
You.
Yeah, we got them all.
So
these are big guys.
You making more money off these than Yahoo?
No, unless you guys start buying them.
Listen, I'll push them out to the audience.
Thank you.
I just
listen, your kid's sitting there, not yours, but any other kid, they're playing Fortnite all day.
Tell me.
One chance. You'd be like, how do you get him to not play Fortnite for 10 minutes? All right, maybe Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm. Can I?
Maybe.
Can I?
I can't guarantee anything, but you got a shot.
What other athletes? You got Alex Morgan, Brady. What else?
Curry, Steph Curry, Serena Williams, got LeBron. And Kevin Durant coming.
Now, let me ask you a question.
For instance, Lionel Messi
with
and
LeBron.
Simone Biles.
Nobody cares about Messi. Give me a break.
You're not
in Spain.
You got your finger on the pulse of 11-year-old.
I'm just saying, please, enough with the soccer. How do you go about telling a middle-aged audience that their hero, LeBron, is an asshole?
Middle school?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
So you don't even get into the stuff where LeBron might actually not be a great guy?
Well, I mean,
it's the byline of the title.
What
of the
is
book.
Your
it's right here?
Not that great of a guy. What exactly is your definition of not? I mean, look, we're not going to do the Aaron Hernandez story here. We're not going to do the Floyd Mayweather Jr. Oh, Floyd and relinquish his title because he's in the clink for beating on women. No, we're not doing
that's
those.
That's what
books.
We need. These epic athlete Ray Carruth.
Ray Carruth. These are whoa. I mean, you know, you just kind of brush by some of the little tough stuff. You know, LeBron's a good story.
What about where Al Horford screwed the Celtics? Can we get epic?
Al Horford story.
Big trader. Al Horford.
Big
seller right there.
So do you like spend a day with LeBron or Brady and then write about like all the stuff they tell you, or is it more of just writing about their career?
Most of it's no, it's like their life and career. I've covered all these guys for years.
Siren.
Siren, yeah, where's the siren? A lot of it is about what they're like when they're kids. So you talk to their like junior high football high school football coaches, stuff like that. And it's pretty wild. Tom Brady, as a freshman in high school, okay, was the second string quarterback. He did not throw a single pass as a freshman on his JV team, and the team was winless and only scored 2 touchdowns. And the only reason he became the starter the next year was because the other guy who was ahead of him quit because he stunk so bad at football, he decided to just concentrate on basketball.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay,
so that's the kid going into sophomore year of high school. That's Tom Brady. Like, who knew, you know? So, talk to their families, talk to them a little.
This mic doesn't even stretch far enough. I can't get comfortable. Anyway. All right, listen, bottom line.
Enough plugging.
You can get them on Amazon.
Yeah.
So, what else you got going on here? You got your travel schedule for college football?
I do not.
What are you doing October 5th?
What game is that?
Don't worry about it. What are you doing October 5th?
I don't know. I don't know.
Pull it up on your phone. Get your calendar out. This is a serious inquiry.
All right.
Because then I'm going to explain what this is. This
okay,
is
how explain we're gonna... what it is, because I have nothing planned.
Good.
Other than probably watching my kids play soccer. Nope.
No. See, there you go.
October 5th.
Free. All right. You want to go to a game with me?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. So I'm down to 2 destinations.
All right.
And this is where we're going to start the college football one, because you're the guru.
Okay.
So I'm looking at, I believe October 5th is LSU-Auburn. Can we double check that?
I'm checking now.
Okay. At LSU or at Auburn?
Oh, at LSU.
Okay.
No interest in going to Jordan Hare.
Okay.
But the
nice
other
stadium,
option,
but it's not LSU.
Don't worry. We're going to get to the stadiums because you're the man to ask. We got the new SI list for you.
I've been to a lot of stadiums.
Auburn and LSU, I got that as the 26th.
Give me what's on October 5th. Give me the rundown.
I am going to
Iowa, Michigan.
Not happening.
No. Michigan State, Ohio State.
Not happening.
Auburn, Florida.
I'll tell you the game I want to take Dan to. I got a connection. I got to make sure I can come through on this.
Okay.
But I may have met the richest alumni to ever go to Texas Tech University. Tech is hosting Oklahoma State that day, and I may have access to a bunker suite. You want to go out
the
to Lubbock?
The LBB, Lubbock.
What is Lubbock?
I've been to Lubbock.
I'm horrified, but I've always wanted to go. I've heard the best view is in your mirror as you're leaving town.
Not a lot happening. Happening in Lubbock.
If we go to Lubbock, we're going to have a bad time?
No, you always have a good time with college football. Lubbock is a city of like 200,000 that doesn't sell alcohol in stores. Mm. You have to drive to the edge of town.
What?
And they said, yeah, it's like, have you ever driven into Nevada? And like, you get like at the California-Nevada line, there's just casinos right there, on the edge, like 10 feet into the state. That's what, there's all these liquor stores out on the edge. Wow. I'm like, this is the stupidest thing I've heard of. So all the drunks get in their car and drive across town, buy their stuff, and then go, like, just let them walk down the 7-Eleven, man.
Yeah.
Like, I think we got it figured out much better.
No, I've got a small group.
A small group.
And I would love to. I know the last time you and I traveled remotely together, you tried to invite me to one of your fancy writer's party. I was with a group of friends, and you invited us to the mansion of a writer at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
How do I convince a group of guys, let's go hang out and
right
listen
downtown,
to
right by the square.
Dramatic readings by Dan Wetzel.
Yeah, there was a
we're here
lot
to
of
see
reading.
Ole Miss in Arkansas. I mean, Jesus. Hold on. So
you
I've
were
got,
so, you guys were... You guys were too drunk to make it. That was the problem. We were like two blocks from the little square there in Oxford.
I was probably watching MSU shit can a game against Nebraska.
That probably was it. You were depressed?
No. So hold on a minute. Now, I met this guy on vacation. And this guy, I mean, pictures. And I was with Chris Beard and you know, the basketball coach. He's like, you bring your buddies down. You've got my suite any game you want, provided there's still room for me. I go, listen, I'm not bringing 30 people. I said, I'll bring 6. He goes, done. Name the game.
Wow.
This guy, he's like the only dentist, I think, or the only oral surgeon within like 200 miles of Lubbock. So he just gets he gets all
the business.
He gets all the money.
Yeah. First off, what would it say about a guy? Look, you make a nice living as a dentist, but if a dentist is the richest alum of your university,
Damn.
We're making $215 a year, man.
Listen, this guy.
I know, but there's not that many teeth down there.
Hey, within 200 miles?
Well, I mean, that's it. He's the only dentist in 200 miles.
He might have been an oral surgeon. What difference does it make? This guy's on the team plane. This guy's got two suites at the stadium.
Oh, yeah. He's buying players and stuff. Awesome. Those are my favorite guys.
Hooray. Hooray indeed. I'm in.
I like it.
All right, so we got Tech and Oklahoma State as an option. I'm serious about this.
I am serious also.
So that's one. Now, go down the October 5th run.
Not easy
here.
To get to the Lubbock.
How hard is it? You don't just fly to Dallas and Dallas to Lubbock?
Yeah, but, you know, it's like on this little plane and... You got to get your flights early if you're going to do it, because they'll sell out all flights.
All right, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
What if we left on a Thursday night from Detroit?
What if we get this guy to send a plane for us?
Okay, I don't know that my time on vacation meeting this guy was that impactful.
I'm hearing about all these teeth he's fixing.
Listen, what if you left and go Detroit to Memphis? Party in Memphis for one night.
Geez.
Get up on Friday.
That's the problem right there.
This is bad?
No, the getting up on Friday part after a night in Memphis.
Other October 5th options as I try to get Dan to go on another one of our college football trips. Go down the list.
Again, Iowa, Michigan.
No, I'm not. I am not going to that shithole known as Ann Arbor.
You're not going to see Washington, Stanford?
That's just too much
trap. That's lame. That's a lame experience.
What, the farm?
I don't really
It's a beautiful place.
Washington at home?
No, Stanford's at home.
No, I don't want to go.
Literally, the joke is like it's the wine and cheese crowd of Stanford. I literally was there once, and I'm walking through, to the stadium, and I see this guy's table, and he's got like five bottles of wine. I mean, you're in wine country, but it's like, really?
Everyone leaves at halftime. What else you got?
Texas at West Virginia.
Oh,
yeah,
West Virginia.
Yeah,
you got to be in the little town though.
Morgantown.
In Morgantown.
Where do you fly into?
Pittsburgh.
How far of a drive is this?
It's like an hour.
Yeah, that's not far from Pittsburgh.
Hold on. Texas. What? You got any connections down in Morgantown? You got any hillbilly blood in your background? What's the story? Roberto shaking.
You got to get the room in. The problem with these towns. Now Lubbock, you could get away with because it's a little bigger. But the problem with these towns is the room in the town. Because they'll only have a couple hotels, and then they'll be like three night minimum, 700 a night.
Well, that's what Ole Miss was doing. Remember, they were building that hotel when you and I were down there a couple years ago, and they were building a new one, like right on campus. And immediately, you know what they're doing. They're just going to bang you for the football weekends.
This is why when I tell guys about football weekends, I'm like, either go to the cities that have some, like Knoxville, right? Tennessee.
Great town.
Great town, and it's got enough people there that you're not going to get crushed.
Okay.
You can't stay in. This is. I'll give you my 3-point guide. I don't even know if I have all 3 points. That's one of the guys. Or you go to LSU has it too. Baton Rouge is big enough. Something that would exist if the college shut down.
Yes.
Okay. So a state cap, something where you can at least you're not getting 700. Like if you go to Tuscaloosa, it is $700 a night, 3-night minimum.
See, I have no interest
for a room at the Red Roof Inn.
Yeah, right? I have no interest in going there.
Right. Well, that. If you can afford that, good on you. Then you're like, okay, but I could stay in Birmingham.
Can we get the Yahoo card?
Yeah, I'm not in those places.
What do you mean?
You know what's a great college?
You don't have a card from Yahoo after all these years, all the books you've written? You can't just go, look who I am here, corporate account? No.
$700 a night.
Oh, no. And by the way, here's an epic book about perhaps you're interested. Here's perhaps epic athletes, Tom Brady.
I can write one about Nick Saban. No. Or go to a place where the nearby town is great. So if you're doing Ole Miss and you don't... You guys stayed in Oxford, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
So you figured it out.
It was fine. It was the room wasn't crazy. It was about 5 minutes outside of town.
Maybe they weren't that good that year. Maybe you... All right. Okay. That helps. Or if you're in Memphis, it's not bad, and you just rent like a party bus.
And go an hour south.
Right. Drive for an hour, and it's not, and then they drive you home. Or like LSU at New Orleans.
All right.
Now you're in New Orleans.
Well, come on. Now that adds a day to the trip, too.
Exactly. And it's not easy to rally in the morning.
Who's LSU got that weekend?
I was just about to get to that. Utah State at LSU.
Ooh, we get to see Jordan Love at quarterback.
A lot of Mormons in New Orleans. That'd be interesting.
Listen. All right, hold on. So Texas Tech, Okie State, Texas at West Virginia. Go down this list for this guy.
Pretty good game.
We got to book one of these.
Cal at Oregon.
Like, come on, David.
There's really nothing Oregon's else here. Northwestern at Nebraska.
No.
There's nothing else here.
What do you mean?
At Central Michigan.
No, no. What's the SEC got that weekend?
Pleasant, I have everything on here. There's really nothing major here
for
the SEC.
What are you telling
me?
What, Auburn's on the moon? Where
I
are
don't
they?
See Auburn on here. They must have a bye week that week.
Are you sure you don't have only ranked teams
no.
or something?
Auburn's ranked.
All FBS.
Not for 15. Long.
Not for long.
I do. But
they play six of the top 12 teams in the country. Well, how's that for
Georgia at Tennessee.
Ooh.
So there you go.
Georgia, Tennessee.
Good game.
Mm-hmm.
Good town.
What are you thinking?
No, quick I thought flight. It was Auburn, Florida, David. Didn't you say that?
Quick
no.
flight, too. You're not spending all your time getting
oh, yeah,
to the place.
Well, it's not bad going to Pittsburgh either for West Virginia.
No, but like if you go to
you got
Knoxville.
An you got an inn in Tennessee?
No, but if you got Knoxville, you don't need a car. Best thing, you want to simplify your process. Or you want to go all in. This is my other point. Hey, what am I on? Point two now?
It doesn't three. Matter. Go
whatever.
Ahead.
Or just go all in and get the RV.
Who's driving it?
Not me.
Not
I'm
me.
Just saying to the listeners.
Wow.
I'm a driver.
All right, so listen. I've got
I
the four.
Drove one. I went to Clemson once in an RV. It was pretty good.
I got the four game. Yeah, hold on. David, you haven't named a single ACC team.
Forgot about that.
What's going on over
Virginia
there?
Virginia Tech at Miami. Do you really want to see that?
No. No.
North Carolina at Georgia Tech?
No.
Yeah, Pitt at Duke? I mean,
no.
Boston College at Louisville?
Papa John's is right near Churchill Downs, but I don't know that they're running in October. Yeah. All right, next.
That's about it for the ACC.
Where's Trevor Lawrence and his hair? I'd love to go watch them play. No?
What's the best trip you've been on, football trip? Where
the Ole Miss. The Ole Miss one. Yeah, I mean, every other trip I had taken was MSU road games, you know? And the Big Ten's fine, and then going to the Shoe is good. I mean, here's our stadium portion of this before we talk real football. If I ask you best stadium in America, forget bowl games and all that crap, but just the best.
I saw that SI thing, the Rose Bowl. Give me a break.
It looks terrible on television, and it's a half-filled deal
can't
for UCLA and Cal. I don't get it. I didn't get Michigan Stadium at 2. You live local. It's not special.
The best part, Michigan Stadium is very good because it's big and you could tailgate on a golf course. That golf course
is great.
Is a huge plus.
Great.
Right? You cannot duplicate that. It is you're out in that, what do they call it, country, what is it?
I call
catering
it
catering and whatever they call it. Yeah. That thing's fantastic. So I would have two answers to this. One would be Ohio State. Ohio Stadium is fantastic.
That's my number one.
Not a popular segment thing around here. It's got like the architectural, the size, the fans are completely nuts.
Dude, you got stained glass, creepy bell towers.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like this war thing.
It's
like,
amazing.
It's quite possible.
You're walking.
The floor of the thing would open up and a nuke would come out and take out St. Petersburg.
Yep. It's awful. Like, you know you're walking in to probably get your head taken off.
Yep.
The fans are not nice people. They're animals. And I know it doesn't sound like fun, but you're in a major city. CBUS is a city of a million.
Yep.
The tailgating's fun. It's all spread out. There's bars.
Yeah. You can tailgate. You're not getting killed in the room. Everything. I love Ohio Stadium. The other one I think is incredible is West Point. If you can ever get to
Mikey
a game.
Mikey or Mishy Stadium,
Mishy
whatever
stadium,
it's called.
Okay?
Yeah.
That place
gorgeous.
Is, and I have not been to the other military academies, but the place is gorgeous. It's a small stadium. You're not getting that atmosphere that, you know, you're not, like, there aren't people funneling beers out there, obviously. Well, maybe there's some, but.
We could bring that to town.
We could.
And we could all dress like George Washington.
But that place is unbelievable, and the cadets are marching around, and it's just like, you're just like, I'm like, damn, I'm proud to be an American at this place. Like, and it's a beautiful area of the state. You know it.
Yeah.
And that is a great.
Whose Army got that
but
weekend?
But that's a totally different experience than.
Hold on. Whose Army got
some
that
beers
weekend?
And go to the game.
Why can't we have both? America.
Man, I don't want to get shot. Those guys are armed, man.
Listen to me. I got a great Army story for you. When I was Army at home October 5th.
Tulane at Army.
Oh, come on now. I'm writing that down. What, the green wave with the new uniforms they got? Let's party. All right, hold on here.
Noon kickoff.
Ooh,
early.
Breakfast.
So
then we could, you could end up in New York City for the night action.
There you go. That's not a bad double.
Because guess who MSU plays that night?
Who?
The Buckeyes.
Buckeyes at
in
night.
In C-Bus.
There you go.
We party at Mishy.
So you don't want to go down to the C-Bus.
I've been there four times.
Okay.
I've seen us win there. I've been flipped off by children. I broke a cell phone when Ashton Yabuti returned the touchdown and the coaches were screwing it up. I just... That is
it's
not.
It's not a spot for you, right?
I don't know that I want to go back there. Tell you what, let me see what our offense looks like, and maybe I'll consider. So, all right, I got these five written down.
Okay.
We're going to revisit this because you're doing this. Give me your kids' soccer. That's bullshit.
That's a real reason.
I'm a very busy person.
David,
I might have to host this golf match.
Oh, the TJ Lang Sully Classic.
Yeah. Oh, let's do it.
If Sully's not too chicken shit,
so who's
going to
win this golf match?
I'm always down for some golf. I'd love to.
Who is winning the golf match?
I don't know how well he's been playing this summer. I'm sure
he's been playing very well.
Are you confident?
Oh, I mean, if he's playing well, then I'll just, I don't know.
Sully's
game,
my
best. You lose.
Sully's game has been a mess. Hey, look, the background on this.
He doesn't even care. He's like, I'll just do my best.
The background on this is terrible. Sully, so TJ Lang, Packers, Lions. Friend of the show, Sully golfed him a couple years back at Oakland Hills. TJ was a couple weeks after surgery. So, I mean, a guy had like Estelle Getty's hips. Sully manages to squeak by on a round of 18, and then he talks shit about it. TJ caught wind of it, and TJ goes, well, wait a second now. I'll play this rat bastard. Mm-hmm. I haven't had surgery. I'm retired now. I'm playing well. Mm-hmm. I'll kill him. So I talked about it on the air. Dan, you being one of our local listeners and living locally.
Yep.
You offered up your golf club.
Red Run Golf Club.
To Royal host Michigan. This.
Great course.
I'll go. I'll just hand out beers and watch the carnage. And
I'll drive the cart.
We'll video it. It'll be amazing.
Let's get this thing set up.
I'd love to.
Well,
I've been playing better lately, but yeah, if playing that well.
This, I want to see this blood match, though. We there's got to be some stakes. I want to see the sweat.
Why don't you put it on like a weekday morning so we stay away from the weekend traffic?
We can do an early morning, like an 8 a.m. start.
Yep. Let's do it. How about the D Las Vegas? That's 365. The D, completely renovated. You can enjoy all the comforts of a high-end Vegas hotel without missing any of the good times going on around it. The best part, you save a ton of money in the room. Now look, this summer, how about your fantasy football draft in Vegas? The D is hosting 2019 fantasy football draft parties that are unlike any other. Guys, $40 a person, you get your own man cave, 4 hours, minimum 8 people. 4 big screen TVs, your own private cocktail server, and you can add some food packages to the mix. Hey, fantasy football in Vegas, when you're done, you're in Vegas. It's a pretty good deal to me. You want a book? Give them a call, 702-388-2200. That's 702-388-2200. And as always, it's the D.com to book your stay today, the D.com, the D Las Vegas. It is your home for sports and now fantasy football in Vegas. All right, work this out because I want to get to college
football.
What time
football. You got to come in here to start the show?
Don't
like
worry
1:59?
No. Bullshit. No,
but then we can't drink.
I'll give Sully credit. That's all he cares about.
That's true, Roberto.
I give Sully credit. He's here by 10.
Okay.
And I saunter in around 11:30.
Wow.
What?
When Gator and I hosted a show, we were a good 5 minutes early.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's why,
I know.
Why we no longer host a show.
Roberto, he's right.
Heavy prep.
Roberto's right that we won't be able to enjoy any beverages on the course.
Well, cry you a river. All right.
Nice that would make
evening.
It more
maybe
fun.
A Sunday.
Nice
well, see, it's hard
match.
Now because you get into Lions games on
right,
Sunday.
I know. That's the thing with football
Saturdays,
starting
yeah,
up.
So I don't
Ohio
know
State, number one stadium.
I think Ohio State is a phenomenal. What else they got on the list?
Michigan Stadium, which is a joke. Notre Dame, I like. I don't love. I love campus more than the stadium.
Well, I think it's that's pretty good. I mean, and you got the touchdown Jesus thing that they don't normally have. It is a beautiful campus.
I like the flowers.
I think you have to have Notre Dame Stadium in your top
10.
5 to 10. Yeah.
Okay. 4 is LSU.
Great stadium. Wild.
Is the town good enough to get you to go watch Utah State?
Baton Rouge?
Yeah.
Baton Rouge is not a...
It's been on my bucket list for years.
Not a great city, but it's not horrible.
What's bad about it?
Well, it's not New Orleans.
I've heard it's rather trashy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, most cities are.
It is. It is trashy.
It's a trashy place, but I kind of like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wetzel likes it grimy. Signed guy who lives in Berkeley or wherever the fuck you live.
I mean, really, who are we looking down on here? This is a Detroit podcast. Isn't it? I mean,
listen, Memorial Stadium at Clemson, Husky Stadium in Washington, I've always wanted to do, but you got to know somebody with a boat.
Yeah, I think that one's overrated. I mean,
oh,
I the boat if you have the boat and all that, it's kind of quirky. I would kind of, it's kind of different.
Neyland Stadium, Tennessee.
Just really big. Also have the boat, Volunteer Navy. It's one of those places, too, you get blinded by the idea that that color orange is like a good look.
And yeah, but it works.
Yeah,
it works. When they're good, it works. When they're bad, they look like assholes. Yeah. Florida, I have no desire.
Just a big stadium.
And do they still throw bags of piss at people? Is that still a thing in the swamp?
I've never been hit by a bag of that.
That used to be, from what I've been told by people.
That's like what they do in Mexico, the Mexico City soccer stadium.
Well, listen, Florida fans are pretty trashy. I've heard they used to fill Ziplocs with PP and throw it at opposing fans.
A lot of jorts at Ben Griffin. A lot of jorts.
Just not my scene.
There is so many jorts out on Woodward this weekend. My God. The amount of jean shorts I saw driving by, I've never seen as many jean shorts in my life.
For our non-local listeners, there's an event here for car enthusiasts called Dream Cruise. You can draw your own conclusions. People sit out in lawn chairs and watch cars drive by.
The smell of burnt rubber and Rogaine in the air. Is
guess what? I wasn't here. I leave
a block
town.
From it. Glad it's over.
Last one's Beaver Stadium, Penn State.
Great stadium. Great little town. Hard to get to.
Oh, it's like a one lane road.
Great stadium.
All right.
No question. They do that whiteout. There's a lot of good ones. I mean,
I've got the five selections.
I'll tell you, Auburn is a very good stadium. Anything in the SEC is a really good stadium. Really is. You could have a great time at any of those.
Now, for Roberto's sake, hottest chicks. Relax, your wife's not listening. It's okay.
Yes, I'm pretty sure my wife's not listening to this podcast.
No.
They're all, it's like a tie. What do you, I don't know.
Cut
the
shit.
I mean, it's college.
No, you know the answer.
UNLV.
No.
Yeah, that's
no. You know the answer.
Arizona State.
I'm sure you have contributed to some scholarship funds in Vegas.
You know.
What school do you think they're working their way through?
I'm just telling you. I'm telling you, there's really a 1 and a 1A on this.
All right,
I think it's Georgia.
No, it's one of them's an SEC
David knows
school.
What I'm talking about.
I'll say this about Georgia. They dress up. They dress up for games in the in the South. So I went.
Ole Miss is
Stafford might actually been playing on this team. It was like they played Alabama on a Saturday night, and they did a blackout at the stadium. Everyone's going to wear black, and every single female fan that went to that game was dressed in a black cocktail dress like she was going to a wedding.
Wow.
This is what they wear. Like up here, they wear jeans and like team jersey or sweatshirts as, you know, Michigan Buckeyes.
Up here, they're dressed like Nanook of the North.
Yeah, well,
it's freezing.
For a reason. They're in, I was like, this is like the biggest wedding party I've ever, like there was just women walking to the stadium in packs of five all dressed in black cocktail. I'm like, this is a football game.
See, for a guy who didn't want to talk about this, you see how he came alive?
Let's bring a memory. Let's bring a memory.
No, I was going to say Arizona State and Ole Miss. Those would be the two.
That's the two. Arizona State, probably pretty good.
Ole Miss was
incredible. I've never been to a game at Arizona
State. Ole Miss, it's unbelievable. Everyone's dressed up, like it's formal.
They do it up. And the hair, it's totally different ball game.
It's incredible.
Totally different ball game.
Oxford might also be the most bizarre place on the planet.
I would go with that.
Totally comfortable with everything that was going on.
We still have to go, Mike. We still have to do our plan.
Well, all right, what I said, Dan, let me see if you're comfortable with this. No, let me offer you this.
Yeah.
We go back to Ole Miss, and I kind of wanted to really rattle people's cages. I would like David to join me, but dressed as Colonel Reb. And we really fuck with people. I'm just going to go
they
ahead.
Would not be. They'd take that as like, see? He's embraced. We're right. I don't think that would work too well. A lot of them would be. I don't know.
Well, I
find that to be a poor idea.
No.
Yeah.
Well, my other idea was to literally, I just want to host a black only tailgate.
Yes.
Because that was the whitest crowd I'd ever seen. And I just don't think I just was not comfortable with some of the general themes down there.
I was there one day and they were honoring, like, they trot out their 1961 team or something like that, right? They're honoring this team that won the Blue Bonnet Bowl, or who the hell knows.
Who could forget?
And so I say to the guy next to me, he's from Mississippi, and I said, you know, like, Jackson State would have whooped those guys. Like, you know? And he's like, aw, this is a really good ball. This is a really good ball club. I'm like, Jackson State would have beat them 222-0.
Right.
Like, hey, let Walter Payton's Jackson State team in 1972 that had 21 NFL players on it. That's the game I want to see. If you could make one hypothetical game, that's the one.
Give me Jerry Rice's Mississippi Delta State versus 1961 Ole Miss.
Let's bring Grambling over to Tuscaloosa and see what happens.
I have said this.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure they were good ball players, but really,
every guy on the team, football team, every guy's name was Elliot and Bob. Gonna get your ass kicked.
I'm like, all right, congratulations.
Yeah, great.
Like, I don't count SEC football before.
Thank you. So then, why don't you do this for me? Do me a kindness. I want you to write a book all about how much bullshit Michigan football is about. Because I say it to him all the time.
Well,
I go,
like the 17 national titles?
1903. Congratulations. You know what you were missing? Helmets and black people. Like, you played the Windsor Surgeons Club.
What? Alabama claims one when they were 9-2. They went 9-2, but somebody named them a national champion. So.
Right, but that's what I mean. Yeah, why do college football fan bases do this?
I don't know.
College football didn't exist, just like I don't value baseball. Before integration, it's not real.
They get angry when you point out like the absurdity of some of these championships.
Right. Go look up 1903. David, pull up Michigan's 1903 schedule and then tell me in the absence of, you know, diversity and helmets that I'm supposed to care.
Some of the games are, too. They're like against like Livonia High School and stuff like it. I mean,
Michigan played the Michigan School for the Deaf.
Yeah, good recruiting back then.
Did you ever read the story, though, where schools like Michigan, they used to bring schools in, teach them how to play football, but they would count the
score.
Video
now, too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you should have done your Just for Men.
Yeah.
You got yourself going in a little bit. All right, now listen.
They beat Albion 76-0 that year.
Good ball club.
They beat Oberlin 42-0.
Right.
They did beat Ohio State 36-0. They beat Ferris State 88-0.
Good D.
Wow.
I mean, you got to admit, that's a good D.
Case.
Who?
The 1903 Case football team, the Case School of Applied Science in Cleveland.
Oh, I was like, that's good. Case Western.
Now, a bunch of chemists come up here looking to get laid. They get fucking buried 70-0.
Wow.
What else you got?
That was one of their national titles?
I don't even heard of this school. Beloit, B-E-L-O-I-T.
That's a town in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
Beloit,
Wisconsin school.
Yeah, good.
Well, so that might be a high school.
I'm just telling you.
Beloit College or something.
Yes.
Who knows?
Why do fans do it and why do they
get
upset?
I don't know why they care so much. They get really angry when you point this stuff out. I don't have a dog in the fight.
That'd be like a Spartan fan getting
mad. I went to
the
University of Massachusetts. They didn't win anything. They were the one, you know, I don't care. But it's like, that's not a real title.
No.
And there was like 10 teams claimed the national title that year. Like, what? The BCS and the polls are bad enough in like the 90s and 80s. They'd be like, oh, I don't like this coach or, you know, I'm going
to. This guy wins too much. Give it to that guy.
That's bad enough. But at least there was like something. And then there's the AP poll. Now, so imagine the AP poll in 1938. Okay. You're the sports writer at the Stillwater Daily Bugle, okay, covering Oklahoma State, and you get a vote. Well, that's great. You don't have a television because it hadn't been invented. You don't have you have no idea. You have no idea about anything except the one game a week you see.
Margie, I read the papers. Notre Dame looked good this weekend.
Notre Dame won again.
What?
Put them in there. Right. It's like, the poll was just designed to just be something funny. And then these guys take it literally.
And that's the worst part is you see it in the stadiums. 11-time national champ. Yep. Do me a favor. How many of those came after, I don't know, 1965? Can we just be for real?
I think that's
somewhat
a reasonable part of the equation. Otherwise, I'm sorry. I'd love those SWAC teams were better. SWAC teams would have laid...
No shit.
Laid the wood to the SEC or anybody else.
Is anyone going to win?
Look at those Grambling Tennessee State. Those teams had tons of guys. What do you got?
When are you going to write?
A lot of books for me to write, man. I'm tired.
Well, yeah, but these are kids' books. When are you going to get back to the adult shit? You're a best-selling author.
Again, if you check the reading levels of the America that you live in.
All right, I got to say, this is...
I don't want to be stupid.
Does this even make sense here? Michigan played in, and I went down the rabbit hole here, 1895, they played the Detroit Athletic Club.
Sure. that's good. They fucked up a bunch of rich bankers.
And they won 42.
Big game. That was a big game.
No, but I even...
Winning his program ever, right? They count those as wins. That's
I even
the thing.
Clicked,
like,
I clicked Detroit Athletic athletic club just to see, was that a college back then or something? And what comes up is like the photo right behind Comerica. The Detroit Athletic Club's a private social club, an athletic club.
Yeah, some dudes working out.
Mike, lifting some Michigan's
all mob guys.
Michigan used to bring, it's actually Roberto's ancestors.
Right, Purple Shamrock
They
gang.
Used to bring teams in. Teach them how to play football,
and then,
but they would count the score. Mm-hmm. You were bringing in a bunch of broke dicks off the street and teaching them the sport, kicking the shit out of them, and then counting it as a dub.
That's a win.
Sounds a lot more like college rugby where they drink after. Like after the game, they all get a keg.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah.
Yeah, they played the Michigan School for the Deaf, and they bought them all a six-pack.
I don't know why this is somehow, and I don't know, understand. I can't, there's a lot of things I don't understand about college. I love
Pioneer.
College football, but
they played Ann Arbor Pioneer.
Ann Arbor Pioneer High School, and let's see, this is 1891.
And these are counted as victories.
Yes,
yes. The only one that they didn't count as victories was they have in here. They played their alumni and they won 11-2, but they said that was just an exhibition.
Got a bunch of guys in oxygen tanks beating them 80-0.
They got a safety. The alums got a safety. Really? What the hell was that?
The Cleveland Athletic Club, the Detroit Athletic Club, the Chicago University Club.
I try to tell these people.
Wow.
Well, all right. Well, who's going to win the national title this year? Is there any point beyond Alabama and Clemson?
You know, maybe Georgia.
Can they get over to Alabama?
I don't know.
They've blown two double-digit leads against Bama.
So I have a new take on all this a little bit.
Oh,
okay. So this is very, very good. This
will be in his next book.
We'll see how we're doing. So there's about 30 or so five-star recruits every year. Okay? That's like a first-round draft pick. In the NFL, 32 teams. So it's about 30. There's a first-round draft pick. Every year, Alabama and Clemson get five first-round draft picks. Like, how are you going to lose? And the other teams get none.
Well, Georgia
now gets five. Now, you could sit there and go, well, the recruiting rankings, or we got this. Now, you'll take your shots. Just like the NFL draft, some of these guys are busts. But if you got five first-round draft picks every year, and you're playing a team that gets none, let alone second and third round, which are the high, right? The first three rounds are your top 100 recruits. So you look, in the last 5 years, last five recruiting classes, Michigan, now we're talking Michigan, has six first-round draft picks.
Yeah, and hired the parents of four of them.
And they got, Alabama's got 22. Notre Dame has got one. I look at, like, last year's Notre Dame team. They did great. They did everything they could do. They won every game. Yep. They traveled all over. That was a really, really good football team. And when they get in with Clemson or Alabama or Georgia, they can't compete because they're playing with third-round draft picks,
right,
and you're playing with first. And so as long as I've never seen it this concentrated in the talent. The top four players right now in the state of California are all leaving. Two of them are going to Clemson. One's going to LSU. One's going to Georgia. They're all going to Southeast. Now, part of that's Clay Helton and USC, you know, sucks. But I think with the playoff being so small and not allowing I don't think you should there's nothing we should legislate or like you can't have too many good players. No, let them all go. But I don't know how everyone else competes until you can sit there and say, stay here and I got a route to the playoff. Because if you're in the Pac-12, these kids are going, we're going to make the playoff. And I think that happens up here, too, Big Ten. Instead of saying, look, you stay here, and we've got a path to you to go to the Rose Bowl or whatever. Kids don't care about that. Right now, everyone is going to Southeast, and these three or four schools are all getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and there's just no way you are going to beat a team that has 22 first-round draft picks.
Right.
Just not happening.
Well, and again, even Ohio State gets close.
They get 12. They have 12.
Right. Oklahoma.
With Urban Meyer. Oklahoma, I think, had 6 or 8 or something like that.
And part of Oklahoma's bid is that Lincoln Riley's a genius.
Right.
Offensively speaking.
But they had Urban Meyer, and they won one, right? But
they did it with their third-string quarterback.
Yeah, but he's an NFL, still in the NFL.
Does that really count?
Well, I always hated that bit on Cardell. It was like, Ohio State doesn't have bad quarterbacks. He's an NFL quarterback. He would have started, like, but this is why all the kids go to the same schools.
Yeah.
If that kid goes to Iowa, if Cardell Jones goes to Iowa, he's the all-time leading passer or something like that. But he doesn't. He says, I'll sit here, wait my turn, and then boom, he's in, ding, ding. I mean, he's how many years has he been out of school? Five?
No.
Four?
Three?
I think it's four.
I mean, I bet you he has an 8 or 10 year career.
We are getting old, man.
Yeah, I bet he. I mean, you got to be pretty good.
You mentioned Urban. You think USC's just keeping that seat warm for him? Clay Helton seems like a dead man.
He's done. I don't see how they possibly make that work. Urban, I don't know. I don't know if they can get Urban in this quickly. I think it would be better for USC if it was in another year. But I think Urban only wants to coach. If he's going to coach again, he wants to coach a little like Ohio State, where he has the number one job in the league, and he has the advantage over everyone else.
Doesn't he have that at USC?
He would at USC. But those jobs are not easy to find. That's like Clemson or Ohio State. Michigan's close, but it isn't Ohio State because you don't have as many local players.
All right, quick timeout. Talk about our quality sponsor here. Well, I'll tell you what's not quality. Big Power. They're at it again. But that's why our people at Power Home Solar are so clutch. They're going to rescue you from renting your power, and you can own it. Look, don't be the victim any longer. Take control of the situation. Switch to solar. Hook up with battery storage. So the longer days, hey, put the flashlight away. You don't need a candle like Ben Franklin. You're going to own your power, not rent it. And you use it when you need it. Power Home, the number one residential solar provider in the state. One of the top solar installation companies in the nation. And they install American-made panels with a 30-year warranty. So you know you're getting the best. Look, you want to see if solar's right for you? Go to powerhome.com. That's powerhome.com, or give them a call, 1-800-SOLAR-15. Schedule your free solar consultation today. Don't rent your power. Own it with help from Power Home Solar.
Think about this. This could be in your book.
Okay.
Another one that you
won't
write.
Why'd you write the book?
Because I'm not a good writer, well, and it takes too much fucking time.
Yeah, it does.
And there ain't nobody clamoring for me to write a book. You're Dan fucking Wetzel. Listen, what if Malzahn gets whacked and it ignites a Saban-Urban 5-year war.
It'd be awesome if
Urban
he went
to Auburn.
But he won't do that.
God damn it, Dan.
It would be awesome. Absolutely awesome.
That's what I need.
That's what I need. But no. Why would you take that job? If he wants to come back and coach, you take USC. First off, there's 15 great players. You drive around your car. It's just right now, like, boom, half my recruiting class is done, two-thirds of it.
You dip a little bit into Texas. Maybe you go up the coast a little bit.
You
got
to go to San Diego. Yeah,
all I was saying is at Auburn, you could kill somebody, they'd bury the body. At Auburn, they'd get more unscrupulous. USC's already gotten dragged through the mud with the whole Reggie Bush stuff. I don't know.
Auburn doesn't care.
Auburn don't give a
damn. No, they don't care.
That was all I was saying. It's like if you're Urban and you're like, well, time's running out on me. I got to accelerate this thing.
I think he's looking at that path to a playoff. A path to just
12
is
a lot easier.
Right. Boom. Even easier than the Big Ten. But he absolutely dominated the Big Ten.
Who do you like destroyed in the Big Ten? Is this Michigan hype fest for real in your mind?
I think Michigan should be very good. There's one X factor, right? What is Ryan Day a coach or not? Everyone's writing off Ohio State because the assumption is we don't know. I don't know. Guy could be great. Guy could be terrible. You never have an idea until they go. You know, Bob Stoops went from assistant or coordinator right to head coach.
Right.
He's an excellent coach. So is he Bob Stoops or is he one of these guys that just gets the job and it falls apart? I don't know. That's to me the entire X factor. They have the best players. They have the best program. Almost everybody in that infrastructure, support staff stayed. Like, it's a very seamless transition.
Well, and then they poached a few for Michigan.
So, you know, yeah, does Madison leave if he thinks he's going to win? You know, maybe that's something that says.
Look, I just, the Michigan stuff, it's the hype every year. I know locally it's just it wears you out because they never deliver on it. No, I'm not writing OSU off. I mean, I need to see what Fields looks like. And Day, obviously, he's a noted play caller. He's a guy with NFL pedigrees, a guy who a lot of people think a lot about. I got to see it. The difference is nobody talks about Michigan in that term. They got an offensive coordinator who's never called a fucking play. They got no running back to speak of. They got pro-style personnel that they're flipping into the speed and space. Yeah, I don't love the quarterback in a big spot. Defensively, they lose a ton of elite talent. They're razor thin at corner. And, I mean, locally, you got people. It's, well, are they going to go 12-0 or are they going to go 11-1?
Right.
And I'm like,
who do they got them losing to, Ohio State or Notre Dame?
Who knows? Dan, I think their schedule's brutal. I think the Army game is nothing to overlook. I think a road trip to Madtown when you're thin on the D-line is nothing to overlook. Michigan State, Ohio State, you go to Penn State at night. I'm just saying, brutal schedule, lots of questions.
I just think it's hard for a team. I think it's very, very hard to go undefeated in the Big Ten East. Ohio State didn't do it. No.
They'd always lose.
They're always good for getting like shit canned by
Iowa. But that's
or
the problem is you build up and you take that beating. That's why if you even look at Alabama, they often lose.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just, they lost to Ole Miss two years in a row.
Look at Michigan's schedule. No one's talking about it except the asshole Sparty on afternoons here at 97.1. But look at the three-week run. Sully, pull this up.
Yeah.
They got a three-week run mid-season of like Notre Dame, Penn State, Wisconsin, and I think Wisconsin, is it Notre Dame?
No, Wisconsin's early. I believe it's the gauntlet you're talking about.
Penn State, Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Wisconsin, it's three together.
Yeah.
Okay. Then at the end of the year, 2 and 3 weeks of Michigan State, Ohio State.
Right.
The physical, mental toll.
Yeah.
Nick Saban has always said it. I can only get my team up, truly up, twice a year to play that perfect game. You got a three-week run where you're facing like a Wisconsin. When you play them, you feel it 2 weeks after.
Right.
You play D'Antonio's teams, you feel it 2 weeks after. I think that's a brutal draw for Michigan.
That is a very hard.
So Wisconsin's earlier in the year, as David said, though. But the run you're talking about is October 19th, Penn State; October 26th, Notre Dame; and then later in the season, you have State, the 16th. Indiana the 23rd and OSU the 30th.
Right.
Wisconsin, Notre Dame back to back. Yeah, Wisconsin will put some, you can beat them, but they're going to, you know, you played them.
They're going to hurt you. And the Army game, I'm sorry, you're going to lose at least two D linemen to upper thigh bruises.
Army's always tricky, man. They're good too.
They return 18 starters.
I know.
You got Michigan fans up here thinking they're going to beat them by 50. It doesn't make any sense. It's like, guys, I would never take that game. Remember what they did to Oklahoma last year?
Oh, the Army will drive you nuts.
I would never take that game. Yeah. I remember seeing, it was funny, we talked about West Point. Why do I feel like we're going to end up at Tulane Army together?
Yeah, we might be.
But I remember watching him. I used to go to one game at Syracuse a year, back when Cuse was good. So the McNabb years, you know, Bullock, and you know, they had Rob Conrad. They were good. And they played Army. This was Army had a quarterback named Ronnie Makeda. And it was, Mike, look up 1995 or 96 Army. I think they ended up in the Independence Bowl and played Auburn. They were like 10-2 or 11-1. I saw that Army team go to the Carrier Dome. And what you were saying about the cadets, all dressed, full garb, and in the dome, it's all aluminum seating.
Yeah. 96, yeah.
Okay, the 96 team, Ronnie Makeda.
Yep.
And they all had these sticks. They were like these spears, but they had skulls on the top of them.
The Army guys?
And in unison, they were banging them on the aluminum seating.
Wow.
And it was this scare. Well, because you had this entire section of the stadium that was just pure, head to toe, dressed in black, like pea coating. And Army was fucking good. So it was a war against Syracuse. And I mean, if Dan can promise me that they still use the sticks with the skeletons on them, whatever the hell they were banging in that stadium that day.
You're
10-2. They were good.
Now, how many passing attempts do you think Makeda had the entire season?
Oh, damn, probably five a game, so I'll say 60 total.
Yeah, 87 total the whole season.
He had a tight end on that team. I think his name was Ronnie Leshinsky. He was built like a fucking phone booth. Look up that team. Was it Ron Leshinsky?
Yep, Ron Leshinsky. Yep. Let's see. He had 17 receptions, 3 touchdowns.
He was built like a phone booth.
Demetrius Perry, Joe Hewitt, those names ring a bell.
Yeah, Joe Hewitt does. That was a good Army team,
can't
man.
Can't share a foxhole with that guy. Too big. They will drive you nuts.
Try fitting him in a
same
tank.
Same with Navy. Navy and, you know.
You never want to play him. MSU played Air Force a couple of years ago.
The other thing that Army does is you're either unprepared for Army or they screw you up the following week. It's one or the other. You have to try to prepare for them in 1 week, and then you got to go back to something else.
Michigan has a bye week after they play Army. Actually.
Yeah, they're going to need it.
Smart.
So, tough go. What about the Spartans? What do we think?
If they're off, I said this a couple weeks back. Defensively, I think they'll be a top, you want to say, no argument, top 10. I think they got a shot to be a top 5 unit. They were so fucking morbid offensively last year, and they've been so bad since the playoff because D'Antonio won't fire his friends. Dan, if they even return to being average, 65th in the country, say 28 points a game, like Duke or Minnesota.
What's that get them, 8 wins?
No, I think if they're average at 28 points a game, they could win the Big Ten. I think their defense is that good.
Really?
But again, remember.
It's all quarterback play for them, I think.
It is. Well, it's also, too, I mean, can we get a semblance of a running game? I'm not telling you the offense is going to bounce back to that level.
You think they can win the Big Ten if they're the 65th best offense in the country?
I do. Because the defense was able to be top 5 getting no help from the offense.
Right.
They bring it all back. What happens when the offense starts to win the TOP a little bit? Look, through three quarters against Ohio State, I think it was a 6-6 game headed to the fourth.
That was one ugly game.
It was 7-7 headed, like with 2 minutes to go in the third against Michigan. The TOP in that game, I think Michigan had the ball 48 minutes. We had a quarterback with one arm on the field. I just think a defense that's that good can get you there. But I don't know that they're going to do it.
You think it's D'Antonio's last year?
If it...
Does it help to win or does it help to lose?
I don't know that it matters. I kind of feel like if he goes out with a bang and we're all at St. Elmo's crushing shrimp cocktail, maybe he walks out on top. I remember, the assistants are on rollover deals now.
Yeah.
Not multi-year rollovers, single year. If it goes badly, and I mean like 5-7, 6-6, wastes another amazing defense to lose 7-6 in the Red Box Bowl, I can only tell you.
He says it was such a familiarity.
It was New Year's Eve, and
it
was like a dark comedy. But no, I've seen some
ugly Spartan games.
Dan, I would just
I can only imagine how you feel.
I wouldn't rule it out. How about that? And frankly, if it goes badly, I don't care if you're the greatest coach in school history. You don't get to burn down what you built in my world. So I would be at the front of the line calling for his job. You can't keep doing this. What he did with this staff, have you ever seen it in college football history?
It just keeps them?
Just goes, all right, we're going to put numbers in a hat now, boys, and everyone's going to have a different job. And no one's going to get fired. But, all right, Bob, yeah, you were tight ends last year. I need you over in the wide receiver room. Oh, Pete, yeah, nice job with the running backs last year. We're going to go ahead and put you on O-line. I've never seen it.
Not where they switch. I mean, Penn State had loyalty beyond... You know, dudes were like 37 years the tight end coach, you know.
Or the head coach, in my opinion, knowingly kept a pedophile on staff. That might be loyalty at a criminal level.
Well, that too.
But Jesus!
I was just loyal. Keeping it to football. Like, how the hell are you the tight end coach for 30 years? Sandusky did eventually retire. He just was allowed to hang around the program.
They gave him a key to the university.
Unbelievable.
All right, who's in the playoff this year? And I know what your theory is, but you still got to pick four.
Bama and Clemson. I'll take... Oh, man. Nobody's coming out of the Pac-12. I don't think Washington can...
It depends how good Eason is. And yeah. I don't have that answer.
I don't have that answer either.
I love Oregon.
Oregon has to beat Auburn. If Oregon beats Auburn in the open, then they got a chance.
Well, I think Gus Malzahn's a functioning idiot. So, go Ducks.
I'll tell you what. He's a functioning idiot that if he gets fired this year, he's owed $26 million. And this is my favorite part of his buyout. He's owed $13.5 million in the first 30 days.
Oh.
They got to cut him a check for $13.5 million.
Wow.
Woo.
That's good work.
Where do you cash that bad boy?
I need that agent.
Anywhere you want.
That was the worst contract extension I ever seen for both of them. He should have gone to Arkansas.
Absolutely.
And they should have been like, go to Arkansas. Instead, they re-sign him, and now their school's on the hook for $26 million.
So you got Alabama, Clemson. Who else?
I'm going to say two from the SEC and take Georgia. And I think it'll once again will come down to like Oklahoma or Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was right there. And whoever comes out of the Big Ten. But I don't know that there's – I think the Big Ten will cannibalize itself. And it won't have enough there. Oklahoma and Texas have the advantage of they're going to lose a play twice.
Yep.
But they're probably not going to lose to anybody else.
You believe in Jalen Hurts, don't you?
I mean, he was pretty good. And I like that system. We'll see. Texas is really good, too.
I like Oklahoma's offensive line, and I love their running game.
Hard to make it three in a row. I just think, you know, but I think you could certainly have Georgia. You're going to get into this deal where you're losing the SEC championship game and still making it or something like that. I don't know. It's if you look last year, Georgia was probably the third best team. They just didn't get in. And the four-team playoff is just stupid. They just need to get the automatic bids.
Here we go.
Because what do? You take Notre Dame out, they won all their games. But Georgia, like, played Alabama to the wire.
All right, so if Harbaugh doesn't beat OSU this year and doesn't end up in Indy, any pressure? Or is he just given the lifetime gig?
Man, I don't know. Yeah, I don't see a lot of pressure on him. He would have to really, if he loses, let's say they go 10-2, lose to Notre Dame and Ohio State, he loses the East, doesn't end up in Indy. Yeah, I don't think there's that much pressure.
Well, what a job. You don't have to win shit. You can go 0-5 against the Buckeyes, and there's no pressure. What a gig.
How about all those things? Like, did you guys have, I don't need to look this up. Did anybody he got from one of those like satellite camps pan out? Remember that was the big rage? He was running around the...
Right.
I couldn't tell you. I can't keep track of his antics. It's too innumerable for me to catalog.
Remember that? People were mad. Oh, he's running a camp down here.
I actually supported that.
I thought it was a good idea.
I didn't have a problem with the satellite camps.
I thought it was a good idea. Didn't. But I was like, I don't think he's going to find anybody.
This latest shit with James Hudson, that smells to high hell.
That's a different ballgame. But as a recruiting tactic, you're basically assuming that... Like, you're going to go to Alabama. Like, you went to, like, Prattville, Alabama and had a satellite camp. Like, all the SEC schools are too dumb to figure out that this kid can play.
Yeah, like, pretty much.
So you're just getting a bunch of kids that weren't good enough that are hoping to catch your eye.
All right, you got to pick. Which one we going to? What am I bringing to my group? October 5th. You're pot committed now.
I
know where you live.
Pot committed.
You're pot committed. So hear it again.
What does that mean? What is pot committed?
You're committed. You push money in the middle of the table. You got to go. Right. We're going on this trip. Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, where I will make... I will.
Lubbock, great.
I'll reach out. I can get us a free box.
Jeez. Okay. LBB.
Texas, West Virginia, I'm kind of interested.
I kind of like it.
Okay. Utah State at LSU.
Yeah.
Okay. Georgia, Tennessee at Tennessee.
That'd be my second pick.
And then finally, Tulane at Army with a nightcap in Manhattan watching Michigan State, Ohio State.
You know, I think it's a good take the family trip.
Excuse me?
Take the family to West Point.
We're not bringing the family.
I know, and that's why I don't want to go.
I'm not going to sit around your children.
Listen, I was trying to like up the you know, show how intellectual I was by saying it's awesome to go to West Point. But, you know, I mean, how patriotic you want to be?
Can read
you
the kids' books along the way.
You want to like slam beers with some hillbilly from Beckley, West Virginia. That's what I want to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just thought there was a good chance we get you to dress up like George Washington in the Army parking lot and you're shotgunning beers. What a story. All right, where can people listen to your pod, and where can people buy these godforsaken books?
Buy the Epic Athletes anywhere. You can find my column on Yahoo Sports, and you can find the Yahoo Sports College podcast with Pat Forty and Pete Thamel and I on, I don't know, wherever you listen to podcasts.
When am I on?
We don't do guests.
Bullshit. I've done your pod for years. When am I on?
I'll meet you in Morgantown, West Virginia.
You want to do a live
taping? I'll meet you in Lubbock.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll be there. Fourth and Main. I'll be right in the corner at 10:30 next
Tuesday. I'll be in a convenience store parking lot. Dan, where are you? I'm ready to tape. Thanks for coming by, man.
Thank
you.
Always fun.
All right. See you in West Virginia.
Yeah, all right. Let's do it.
All right, thanks for listening. As always, share, leave a review. You guys have been unbelievable with the reviews. Still 5 stars on iTunes. Tons. I mean, we're approaching 3,000 written reviews. Can't thank you guys enough for it. Keep doing it. And don't forget, we've got Cash the Ticket, our football betting pod, coming soon on Thursday, August 29th. We'll get you more details on that soon enough.